here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny and breezy in the upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, clear skies will drop down to the lower 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For Saturday, sunny skies and breezy. We'll see warmer temperatures at 66. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 47. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, lower 60s. Currently, it's 50.
When you bring your vehicle to Moss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Moss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. It's been over a year since President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the multinational Trans-Pacific Partnership. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the U.S. is willing to discuss possible rejoining the trade pact. He spoke recently in an investment summit meeting sponsored by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And according to Mnuchin, renegotiating the agreement is absolutely on the table, and he's been in contact with other countries about what it would take for the U.S. to reverse course. New York Times is saying the president appears to have found renewed interest in the agreement he once described as the rape of the country. Mnuchin said he's met with several of his counterparts, and they began to have very high-level conversations about TPP. While it's not a priority at the moment, it's something the president will consider. Trump opened the door to possibly looking again at the agreement at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. He said, "We did a substantially better deal," Trump said in an interview with CNBC, and he would be open to TPP if that would happen. During his remarks, Mnuchin said those comments were quite significant and yielded a more positive reaction around the world, with the 11 countries remaining in the soon-to-be-signed TPP a little more cautious than their reactions to the idea. In spite of a strong U.S. dollar, USDA is projecting red meat and poultry exports to rise steadily over the next decade. Steady global economic growth, especially in developing economies, will drive foreign demand for U.S. markets. After dropping in the early part of the decade, beef exports should begin to rise slowly again. Despite the modest export growth, the U.S. share of global exports will likely decline. China expected to bump the U.S. for the top spot as the largest beef importer over the second half of the upcoming decade, and U.S. pork exports are projected to grow faster than beef exports and stay on par with poultry, but poultry will likely slow during the second half of the next decade. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Mid-America Network News. Anyone driving through Pratt County are warned to slow down as heavy smoke is reducing visibility on U.S. 54 near the town of Colleson. That's west of Pratt. The Pratt County Sheriff's Office says that's where crews are fighting a cotton gin fire that was reported at 8:45 this morning. Assistance has been requested from Kiowa and Barber counties and a tanker from Iuka. Fire danger will be extreme through western Kansas throughout the weekend. Burglars broke into two Johnson County Sprint stores early this morning and stole numerous phones. Police in Overland Park and Leawood are investigating the crimes to determine if they're related. Surveillance video shows four suspects wearing hooded sweatshirts who smashed through the glass storefront and took phones and equipment. They then fled in a small black four-door sedan. A Kansas agency says it inadvertently sent health-related personal information of about 11,000 people to business partners. It has not been disclosed publicly. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
The Midway Motors family of dealerships is currently seeking automotive technicians to join the Midway team. As an automotive technician with the Midway Motors family team, you'll be a part of taking care of Midway customers' vehicle needs through every mile of that vehicle's life. Midway Motors automotive technicians earn competitive wages and reap the benefits of paid training and paid time off in an environment that focuses on family, customers, teamwork, and service. Email your resume to careers@midwaymotors.com or call Amy at Midway Motors of McPherson.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Kansas State University says a residence hall was temporarily evacuated after a fire this morning. The school said in a news release the fire was reported around 4:30 a.m. and was extinguished by the hall's sprinkler system. Evacuated students have been allowed to return to their rooms, although water damage is forcing 24 of them to be relocated. The only injury was to an employee who slipped on standing water. 540 students are housed in the hall on the west side of the Manhattan campus. The cause has not been released. For nearly 2 weeks, the Wichita Police Department investigators have been searching for Lucas Hernandez. Since the five-year-old was reported missing, officers have utilized all resources, including dog, drones, and divers to find Lucas. Police say that the stepmother, 26-year-old Emily Glass, reported that she last saw Lucas Saturday, February 17th, around 3 p.m. in the home before both of them took a nap. Investigators are urging anyone with information to call police. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. The director of the North Platte Housing Authority has been accused of theft. Court records say that 42-year-old Jennifer Smith of Hershey is charged with theft and other crimes, including racketeering. Housing Authority Board member Phil Barkley said that it's his understanding the accusations do not involve her work or financial dealings for the Housing Authority. Two men have been arrested in connection with several fires set in Dodge County over the past few months. The Fremont Tribune reports that no one was injured in any of the fires, which included one at the Robert Hunt Family Sports Complex in Scribner. Zachary Wanamaker is charged with arson and criminal mischief. Connor Miller is charged with conspiracy and being an accessory to a felony. The Nebraska State Patrol says the troopers seized nearly 200 pounds of marijuana and a gun during a traffic stop on Wednesday on Interstate 80 in southeastern Nebraska. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and approved construction of a 60,000-gallon anhydrous tank at 2088 Tumbleweed Road, Frankfort, by Farmers Cooperative, allowing moving of the current tanks from the city. The remainder of the meeting consisted of mostly routine business. Complete County Commissioners' minutes are posted on our website and our Facebook page. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday. Former County Health Department employees Mary Holschlager, Tammy Volker, Roxanne Zabatrisky, and Stephanie Netchen voiced their concern with the recent firing of Holschlager from the department. Volker, Zabatrisky, and Netchen quit following the firing by County Health Department Director Tiffany Heyman, who is currently staffing the department with a clerk and a part-time LPN. The four expressed concern with the fate of the health department. Jerry Baker was approved as Mill Creek Township Treasurer at the recommendation of that board. Nemahal County Commissioners were contacted by the State of Kansas Division of Motor Vehicles regarding their need for more space for the driver's license office in Seneca. They've outgrown the space they currently use on Main Street and asked about possible office space the county would have available for use. Nemahal County will provide information contacting available space the county owns that may be adequate for the driver's license office. Gage County Board of Supervisors met Thursday with Township Board members for their annual spring meeting and discussed road and bridge projects, road materials and hauling, as well as emergency response and 911 issues. Yet another school lockdown Thursday afternoon, this time in Seneca, as USD 115 officials locked down both schools after a suspicious note was found in the boys' restroom at the high school. No immediate threat was determined and one student was removed for interview. There were no arrests. Ronald Mike Gansel, age 92, of Pawnee City, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Pawnee City. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Mike Gansel. Russell Searcy, age 96, of Marysville, formerly of Barnston, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Wymore. Burial St. Joseph Cemetery at Barnston. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 of church. Visitation Sunday, noon until 3 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Russell Searcy. Marjorie Marge Ann Musil, age 75, of Centennial, Colorado, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Arrangements pending with the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Marge Musil.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your new home is waiting at Hartley Ridge Drive in Marysville. This spacious five-bedroom home features three full baths, two safe storage rooms, and three-car attached garage. All kitchen appliances are installed with high-efficiency gas furnace, fireplace, and hot water. A covered back porch is great for relaxing and enjoying the country setting right at the edge of town. The property features all city amenities located on a large lot in the new Hartley Ridge subdivision. Make this home yours today with a personal inspection. Contact Inline Construction at 562-5525. Building lots available for custom home construction. Call Inline today at 562-5525.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we have a high pressure system remaining across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring quiet weather continuing throughout the rest of the day. And as we head into tomorrow, a little bit breezy across the central parts of the plains. We do have a low pressure system that will move into the area Sunday afternoon into, it looks like, Sunday night through the beginning of next week, bringing a little bit of some rain showers across the area. Pretty nice temperatures over the next several days as well. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny and breezy in the upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to the lower 40s. Wind gusts as high as 20. For Saturday, sunny and breezy, warmer, high of 66. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 47. For a Sunday, cloudy, chance of rain showers in the afternoon, high near 63. And Saturday night will continue with a chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding, the best day of your life, but no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature early March 50, record high on this date 82 in 1992. The average low 28, the record low one below zero in 1962. Sunset this evening 6:16, sunrise in the morning at 6:53.
Sometimes old stuff is the best stuff, made to last but seldom appreciated in our disposable society. Well, today is Old Stuff Appreciation Day. More on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You might take a moment to think about something more important than your health. Of course, your family and friends are important, but without your good health, it becomes harder and harder to enjoy your life. If you've been battling excess weight and sick and tired of extra pounds, MeltingBelly.com has free information now about the discovery of a new two-minute ritual, a ritual so powerful it's saving lives. This two-minute ritual reverses the symptoms of diabetes, saving people from the effects of heart disease, and restoring youthful energy that was believed to be lost forever. This two-minute ritual requires no strenuous exercise, no restrictive diets, no dangerous supplements, no special gadgets, and no tasteless foods, but it does remove dangerous pounds of belly fat. For free information, go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. For free access to the two-minute ritual and restoring your life, visit MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 2nd, the 61st day of the year. Singer Karen Carpenter would have turned 68 years old today, and the author known as Dr. Seuss, Theodore Geisel, was born in 1904. Just about every day of the year has been designated for one cause or another, and many of them seem just plain silly. This month, for example, we have National Potato Chip Day, National Goof Off Day, and even a Chocolate-Covered Raisins Day. Today happens to be Old Stuff Day. Observe it by wearing a vintage piece of clothing or jewelry, repurposing a discarded antique, or just framing some old photographs. Those are some of our suggestions, anyway, for Old Stuff Day. You're on your own for Potato Chip Day. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. It took overtime to do it, but Wichita State pulled it off. Shaq Morris scored 19 points, and Connor Frankamp added 16 as the number 11 Wichita State Shockers beat the University of Central Florida 75-71 last night. Landry Shamet scored 14 points and had 6 assists for the Shockers, who have won 7 straight. Wichita State won't gain any votes in the national rankings for this win, but that hardly matters. Wichita State has a winner-take-all game for the American Athletic Conference title against number 10 Cincinnati in their regular season finale this Sunday. Bill Self holds the record for the most home and home series wins at 101. That record on the line in the regular season finale against Oklahoma State as the Jayhawks fell to the Cowboys 84-79 at Allen Fieldhouse earlier this season. The Jayhawks face the Cowboys tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Mid-America Network Sports.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Once again, as we get ready for the madness that comes with this month, here is your weekend basketball schedule for KU, K-State, and Wichita State. KU will play Oklahoma State, that game tipping off tomorrow at 3 o'clock. K-State tomorrow is hosting the Baylor Bears. That will tip off at 1 o'clock. And recapping, Wichita State plays on Sunday as they host the number 10 Cincinnati Bearcats. Tip off 11 o'clock Sunday morning. Lucas Duda and the Royals Royals have agreed to a $3.5 million one-year contract, giving Kansas City a replacement for Eric Hosmer at first base. The 32-year-old hit .217 with 30 homers and 64 RBIs last year for the New York Mets and Tampa Bay, which acquired him on the 27th of July. To clear a roster spot, the Royals designated outfielder Billy Burns for assignment. Have a good weekend, everyone. Mid-America Network Sports.
Rounding out high school sub-state basketball action Thursday in girls play, Marysville beat Holton 56-45 and will face Clay Setter Saturday evening at 6 in the championship. Clay Setter beat Rock Creek 50-21. Abilene over Wamego girls 49-37. Cordia took Chapman 46-38. Valley Heights girls beat Solomon 64-20 and will face Smith Setter in a championship at Belleville at 6 on Saturday. Smith Setter beat Bennington 52-35. Boys action, Hanover took Washington County 58-32 and will face Clifton Clyde in the boys' title game Saturday at Wakefield. Clifton Clyde over Pike Valley 66-40. Axtell advances over Southern Cloud 56-42 and will face Blue Valley, a winner over St. Xavier 61-57. Centralia boys defeat Frankfort 60-49 and will face Donovan West for the championship Saturday. D. West over Valley Falls 72-56.
The Marysville Lady Bulldogs defeat the host Holton Wildcats 56-45 in the sub-state semifinal Thursday night. Led by great team defense that garnered many turnovers and easy buckets, Marysville dominated the second half. Holton jumped out to a 10-2 lead, but the Lady Bulldogs kept their composure in a back-and-forth first-half battle that saw Holton lead by 4 at the half. The third quarter was all Bulldogs, and Marysville hangs on to face Clay Center for a sub-state championship on Saturday. Clay Center's only loss is to Marysville earlier in the year. Catch it on KNDY Radio on Saturday. KNDY Radio. I'm Jason Brenniger.
Class 2A substate volleyball, or Class 2A substate basketball. There we go. I don't know where volleyball came from. We're way past that time. But either way, the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs defeat the Solomon Lady Gorillas tonight as the number one seed, looking good at Republic County. That's the word. Number one seed came out quickly and played very efficient, played good basketball. It jumped out to a quick lead and never looked back. Well, it started with a 15-6 first quarter for the Lady Mustangs of Valley Heights over the Solomon Lady Gorillas. Then the Lady Mustangs outscored the Lady Gorillas 18-2 in the second quarter. That made it 33-8 at halftime. The Lady Mustangs then outscored the Lady Gorillas 20-12 in the third quarter, making it 53-20 at the end of three. So that gave us the running clock in the fourth quarter where the Lady Mustangs outscored the Lady Gorillas 11-0. Making your final 64-20 for the Lady Gorillas tonight. 3 points for Haley Tiernan, 11 for Kayla Webb, 4 for Robertson, and 2 for Stewart. For the Lady Mustangs, 2 points for Kennedy Stevens, 14 points for Kayla Smith, 9 for Shea Manley, 16 for Evan Corber, 21 for Samantha Vermitten, and 2 for Woodyard. Howdy, how's the stats look?
Well, for the Lady Mustangs, they're 5-12 from the three-point line, 28-50 from the field, 3-8 from the free throw line, 11 offensive rebounds, 16 defensive rebounds, and then 16 turnovers for the Lady Gorillas. They're 5-10 from the three-point line, 7-35 from the field, 3-8 from the free throw line, 10 offensive rebounds, 5 defensive rebounds, and 27 turnovers in the game. So the Lady Mustangs approved to 18-5 on the season. They're in the sub-state championship game on Saturday, and we'll look to head to Manhattan if they can win the sub-state championship game again on Saturday. So again, the Lady Mustangs win at 64-20 over the Solomon Lady Gorillas. That's going to do it for us from Republic County High School on this Thursday night.
Top two seeds advance in boys play in the 1A sub-state at Wakefield. Second seed Clifton Glide knocks off third seed Pike Valley 66-40 in the opener. And top seed Hanover handled fifth seed Washington County 58-32 in the nightcap. Hanover a double-digit lead after 8 minutes. They were paced by Pete Peters with 20 points. Thomas Atkins scores 11 as the Cats improve to 19-1 on the season. Washington County led by Carson Talkington with 17, including 4 trays. Tiger season ends at 7-16. Hanover 58, Washington County 32 on Thursday night. Girls take center court on Friday in the semifinals. Hanover meets Pike Valley at 6. Washington County tips off with Clifton Clyde at 7:30. This game's live on KNDY FM 95.5. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
Setting up Friday night sub-state basketball, Marysville Holton boys tip off at 7:30 at Holton, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover and Pike Valley girls meet at 6. Washington County, Clifton Clyde girls at 7:30 at Wakefield, live on FM 95.5. Axtell and Wetmore girls tip off at 6 at Blue Valley. Frankfort girls host Centralia at 7:30. Our broadcast games also live on our website and our mobile app as well.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Early spring blooms of henbit and purple dead nettle are important nectar sources for several pollinators. Consider managing these weeds with the pollinators in mind. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Henbit and purple dead nettle are winter annuals. They sprout a cluster of leaves in fall that survive the winter. In early spring, the plants continue to grow, flower, drop seeds, and die. Contain these weeds by keeping nearby plants and the lawn healthy. Remove small populations by hand after the flowers fade, but before they set seeds. It may make it easier to tolerate these unwanted plants knowing honeybees and bumblebees feed upon the henbit nectar. The purple dead nettle feeds these as well as digger bees, a group of large ground nesting bees. Both attract the giant bee fly, a bee mimic. The adult is a pollinator while the larva is a parasite feeding on various insects, including cutworms. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Chicago's Michigan Avenue has long been a place noted for fine shops, hotels, and attractions. Many people, though, pass by one of the great gems along that thoroughfare, a place originally designed as the city's library, a place today open free of charge to come and explore. The intriguing building is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Much of the city of Chicago burned in the Great Fire of 1871. Part of the rebuilding plan was to transform the city from a cow town to a more elegant leading city of the world.
Part of that plan was to build a great library for the city, which it had not had before. Before that, the city's books were housed in a huge unused water tank.
Maggie Fouché is the director of marketing for the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs.
The land itself belonged to a Civil War veterans organization called the Grand Army of the Republic. And so being Chicago, they came up with a great compromise. The land was given to the city for the library, but the northern entrance had to be dedicated to this Grand Army of the Republic.
The city had its library, and the Grand Army of the Republic had a place to gather as well. Much care was taken in designing the entrance and meeting hall for the Civil War veterans.
As you come up the stairs to the second floor where the Memorial Hall is located, the stairs themselves are very wide, and the treads are shallow so that the Civil War veterans who were getting older and a little bit unsteady would be able to walk up those stairs by themselves unaided in a dignified manner.
To call this a meeting room is a great injustice. This is a grand hall with enormous ceilings and great beauty. The room recalled the great heroism of the veterans.
The names of the great Civil War battlefields are inscribed around the room. At the time, this room held a lot of Civil War memorabilia.
The hall was later incorporated into the library. Today, the building, with a prime location on Michigan Avenue, is open to the public free of charge and is the Chicago Cultural Center. Traveling the countryside in Chicago, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.
Today on Living the Country Life Radio, we'll hear from a Purina poultry expert. Stay tuned for information and advice for your backyard flock.
I say chick, you say strong. Chick, strong. Chick, strong.
If you raise backyard chickens, these are the two words you'll want to remember. Purina's Chick Strong system is included in all Purina starter grower feeds. What is Chick Strong system? Baby chicks require 38 unique nutrients from day one, and they're all included in Purina starter grower feeds. That's right. You can leave the supplements on the shelf. That's the Chick Strong promise, because strong chicks equal happy hens. Look for Purina starter grower feeds to try Chick Strong system. And then, next time someone says chick, you can say strong.
Strong chicks equal happy hens. Learn more at purinamills.com/strong. That's purinamills.com/strong.
Healthy chicks become happy, healthy layers. Learn about the importance of early nutrition in chickens in this edition of Flock Strong Friday, brought to you by Purina. Today, we're joined by Dr. Patrick Biggs, a flock nutritionist with Purina. Dr. Biggs, what's the best way to ensure chicks are getting the nutrition they need from day one?
I'll say day one is very critical for these birds. Layer chicks grow very fast. They're going to double their hatch weight during that first week, and even in that first month, they're probably going to almost grow up to seven times their hatch weight during that period. So it's very important that we're feeding them a complete starter grower feed, and hopefully one that includes the Purina Chick Strong system. Each bag of Purina starter grower feed contains all 38 nutrients that those chicks need. That's going to help your birds develop into happy, healthy hens. With feeding a complete feed to your birds, you're going to get a peace of mind that the chicks are receiving the correct level of vitamins, minerals, proteins, and the other nutrients that they need to develop into happy, healthy hens.
Wow. I had no idea they grow so quickly. How should flock raisers make sure their chicks have enough access to the right feed to keep up with this growth?
Some things that you're going to want to do to help your birds get off to that strong start is, first, we're going to show them where the water is. We need to make sure we have sufficient sources of water in the brooder. I would recommend at least 2 1-quart waters for every 25 chicks that you have. And then, just as important, we want to show them where the feed is. We recommend adding egg flats, shallow pans, or squares of paper that you can put feed on inside the brooder. This is going to allow those chicks to kind of almost everywhere they step, they're going to stumble into feed, and really encourage those birds to eat plenty of feed so they can get off to that nice strong start. After that first 3 or 4 days, you can go ahead and switch those birds to your regular chick feeders. For your egg-laying chicks, I would recommend the Purina Start and Grow, or if you want to raise your birds organically, Purina Organic Starter Grower are great options for those birds to get started. We meet all the nutrient requirements of those birds with those feed. And if you have meat birds or a mixed flock, then Purina Flock Raiser is going to meet the nutrient requirements of those birds.
Great tips, Dr. Biggs. Thank you. Tune in to next week's Flock Strong Friday for more poultry tips from Purina.
Since there is a way to cure the woes of the world, found in the greatest book of all, given by one who proved its power, come let us heed his call. Have faith, hope, and charity, that's the way to live successfully. How I know, the Bible tells me so. Do good to your enemies, and the blessed Lord your to please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Don't worry about tomorrow. Be real good today. The Lord is right beside you. He'll guide you all the way. But you must have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Successfully.
adding some variety to the crop rotation scheme. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Maybe changing up the crop rotation pattern will help farms be more profitable. That's what Gig Harbor, Washington crop consultant Kurt Livesey advocates.
I'm a little bit of a doomsday prophet right now in terms of commodity agriculture. You know, I grew up in the 80s, and that was a really bad time on the farm. And I've kind of been preaching at everybody, guys, look, we're kind of in that late 70s, early 80s time frame all over again. And I understand that, yes, we're not at 20% interest, but at the end of the day, you know, we've overproduced demand on corn for the past, 4 years? And that doesn't look like it's going to be getting any better.
Livesey's suggestion, more crop diversity.
The only way I see out of this and to solve this is to start looking at alternative crops and or taking acres out of production. Here in the Pacific Northwest, it's a lot more diverse, so you see that problem to a little lesser degree. But you know that corn-soybean rotation is just not going to work, I think, in the next 5 or 10 years. Because quite frankly, I see no reason to think that the commodity markets are going to get any better in the next 5, maybe even up to 10 years.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers for Free Trade Group released a report this week highlighting how American farmers and ranchers have paid the price in trade disputes. Consequences usually happen in the form of retaliatory tariffs. And the report comes out as the Trump administration makes a final decision on placing tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Now, that would be a top of new tariffs already in place on washing machines and solar panels. Brian Kuhl, Farmers for Free Trade Executive Director, says it's important to hold trading partners accountable, but raising tariffs also comes with harmful unintended consequences. He said history shows the consequences are paid for by American farmers in the form of retaliatory tariffs on agriculture exports the farmers rely on to make ends meet at a time when farm incomes have decreased while global supply is increasing. He says it's important not to take any action that will result in reducing American agriculture exports. The report includes a long list of ag products that were targeted during disputes over the last 20 years. A few of the examples, disputes over cross-border trucking, country of origin labeling, and tires. Additionally, the report indicates the level of tariffs slapped on by American goods by other countries. Bayer CEO Werner Baumann says he's confident they'll win European approval of their deal to acquire Monsanto. Report says he's trying to win approval of the $66 billion acquisition while contemplating the sale of more businesses. He says without Monsanto acquisition, Bayer sales and profits will grind to a halt this year. Company shares dropped about 4% on a weak forecast, the highest drop in months. The German-based company had expected to close the deal early this year, but it remains confident it can take care of the EU antitrust concerns by either divesting or out-licensing some of the businesses. The company also said it will sell entire vegetable seed business in a deal that should wrap up the second quarter of this year. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, Baron. What are you going to give farm?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hire a professional you can trust to conduct your...
That was Tom, several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmstead Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210. 30,
30, 30, 30, 30, 30,
30, 30, 40, KNDY.
Looking at some pressure continuing in our grains and soybeans here as we roll through our Friday. Had some strong gains for wheat the last couple of days, but that's being erased today. March Kansas City wheat down 13.5 at 517.5. May KC wheat is down 12.25 at 531.25. March corn down 1.5 at 377.25. May corn down 1.5 at 384.75. All the later months are also lower. March soybeans down 0.5 cent, 1057. May beans steady at 1068. Soybean meal is also lower. March is down 380 at 390.20. May is down 430 at 392.90. March bean oil is up 15 at 32.27. So we're seeing mixed numbers across the soy complex. Livestock have their own set of troubles. April live cattle down 120 now at 122.12. June down 112 at 114.37. A lot of action, a lot of volatility today in the livestock complex. March feeder cattle down 147 at 143.57. April down 150 at 145.25. Later months are all down in live cattle and feeder cattle. Hogs are mixed. The early contracts are up. The later ones down. April hogs at 67.37. That's up 40. And May hogs up a nickel at 74.60, but all the later months are in the red. Looking at a couple of other issues here quickly, March cotton is up 13 points at 82.70. Crude oil is having a bit of a rally right now after kind of a shaky start. April crude is up 21 cents at 61.19. May is up 22 at 61.02, so some positives for crude oil. Gold is sharply higher. April gold is up 16.50 currently at 13.21.70. June gold is up 16.40 at 13.27.40. Silver and copper are also higher. And the U.S. dollar index for March is down 0.326 at 89.96. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right. Less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all. From full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs, like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot, free of charge. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two Bosch Envision wiper blades. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide, and let's get you what you need. Must buy two. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. There's another big ag meeting on the calendar before we get into March. I'll talk about that after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
The planters are already rolling in some parts of the country and getting ready to roll in the rest of the country, and that means pretty much the end of the big agricultural meeting season will be taking place. But before we write down the curtain on that one, coming up next week on Thursday and going into the weekend, the Commodity Classic will be held in Anaheim, California. The dates are February 27 through March 1, February 28 at 9 a.m. at the Anaheim Anaheim Convention Center is the General Session, and that will feature Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue. He'll be a featured speaker at the Commodity Classic this year. Perdue has served as a board member for the National Grain and Feed Association, as president of both the Georgia Feed and Grain Association and the Southeastern Feed and Grain Association. He has long-standing close relationships with the leadership of the American Farm Bureau and has been recognized by the Georgia 4-H and FFA program, among others, for his leadership in agriculture. I am especially pleased with the attention he's paying to 4-H and FFA members, clubs, and chapters across the country. But next week, he comes to Anaheim, California. A lot of other people from across the country will be coming to that annual meeting, and the general session will include comments from the leaders of the five associations that present Commodity Classic: American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, National Sorghum Producers, and the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Back with the final word after this message.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has over 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Again, Anaheim, California. The dates are February 27 through March 1st, and you can get all the information you need on CommodityClassic.com. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Increase your pasture's productivity by increasing the number of forage species. You'll also have more organic matter and carbon feeding the soil on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
A 9-year study done by the USDA's Agricultural Research Service analyzed the benefits and effects of increasing the number of plant species sown into a pasture. Howard Skinner is a physiological plant ecologist who worked on the study. He says in one pasture, they planted an orchard grass white clover mixture. In another pasture, they added tall fescue, alfalfa, and chicory to the orchard grass and white clover. Skinner says the 5-species mixture had, on average, 31% greater yield than the 2-species pasture over the 9 years. There were other benefits too.
When we looked at soil carbon, there was about 3 times as much carbon that accumulated in the soil profile with the 5-species mixture. So quite an increase in soil organic matter. And we found that all of that increase occurred deeper in the soil.
Skinner says some of the multiple plant species died out in their experiment, but there was still a noticeable difference in the soil condition and productivity of the multi-species pasture.
My hypothesis is that because we got more organic matter, we improved the soil conditions and the soil health. That had a long-lasting effect, and so we managed to continue to see that increased productivity over time, even though we didn't necessarily have all those species in our mixture anymore.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about plant diversity in the pasture at agriculture.com.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Pork producers say the next farm bill needs to include mandatory funding to create a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. During the 2018 Pork Industry Forum in Kansas City, the National Pork Producers Association reiterated the immediate need to protect the United States from a potential foot and mouth disease outbreak. NPPC Chief Veterinarian Liz Wagstrom says the farm bill is the best vehicle to include mandatory funding for an adequate foot and mouth disease vaccine bank.
The House Agriculture Committee is looking at trying to mark up a farm bill yet in first quarter. So we're really at the point in time where we'll find out if we're in the bill, we'll keep working, and we'll be out there pounding the pavement trying to get that as a mandatory funded option.
Lawmakers say there is very little wiggle room for funding increases in the 2018 farm bill, but Wagstrom says the amount needed to fund the effort is essentially pocket change compared to the rest of the bill.
Exactly. If we get full funding, we're looking at somewhere around less than 1% of the whole farm bill. It's a very small amount when you look at the scope, really a very small amount when you look at the potential consequences of having a foot and mouth disease outbreak.
Without a proactive approach to creating a vaccine bank, Wagstrom says the vaccine would not be available soon enough if there were to be an outbreak of FMD.
It's essential because we need to be prepared. It's not one of those things that you can buy a vaccine after a break starts and you need it, because there just is not the availability of manufacturing to make it at that time. So we have to make it ahead of time. We have to have it in the bank and ready to go for the point in time we need it.
The National Pork Producers Council says any outbreak of foot and mouth disease in the United States would cause trade disruption and stall the U.S. export market. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice, a Deerkin Communications full-service station.